Hello, and welcome to another episode of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B., a monthly podcast with the primary focus of nurturing the mind, body, soul, and spirit through the promises of God and positive affirmations as it relates to everyday life. I'm Reverend Sandy B., your host, and I greet you with Jesus' joy. May the words that I speak be a source of refreshment and encouragement as you travel through your journey of life. Invite your family, friends, neighbors, companions, and co-workers to listen in and let them know it's time to be encouraged. But first, let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that you meet us and greet us with your presence wherever we may be. And let us hear and receive a word from you. I pray that the moments of listening will be a source of strength and will enlighten your people to the unlimited love and power of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share a word of encouragement with your people, that you might receive all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. It is in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Thank you for taking a bit of your time to listen. And for just a few moments, we will talk about something that should be a natural part of your life. But for whatever reason, some may find it difficult to express, since no one's life experience is the same as another. But nevertheless, it has nothing to do with who you are, or where you've been, or what you've been through, but simply what the Lord has done for you. This very thing that I'm speaking about today comes from your ability to have a positive outlook and to remain hopeful and joyful because of the one who is in control of every aspect of your life. It allows you to be glad and not sad, and it empowers you to live the abundant life that God has purposed for you. And most importantly, it comes from having a personal, intimate relationship with God. Which brings me to the word of the day, grateful. Grateful is defined as something so simplistic, but realistically, it is so powerful. Grateful is a feeling of gratitude and the ability to show or express gratitude. And in taking time to reflect and to reminisce, I want you to think back over your life and remember the many times that God has brought you through. And this includes the good, the bad, the happy, the sad, and the ups and downs in your life. Some may go on day after day, month after month, and year after year without giving it a second thought. But I will never forget and will always be grateful for all God has done for me. And in case you should ever forget, just think back over your life and remember when God was there for you, when no one else was there for you. Think back over your life and remember when God saw your sin and forgave your sin. Think back over your life and remember when others had no mercy and God extended his grace and mercy. Think back over your life when you were sick and God healed your body. Think back over your life when you were down and depressed and God lifted you up. Think back over your life when you were rejected and God accepted you as his beloved child. Think back over your life when you felt alone and God became your constant companion. Think back over your life when you felt unloved and now you know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Think back over your life when you had less than a dime And God stepped in right on time to meet that need. And indeed, He is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, a mighty God, and that's a reason to be grateful and thankful. You've been through so much, and yes, so much that you just can't tell it all. You've been through the fire and come through the fire. You've endured the pain and come through the rain. You've been tried and tested and still managed to come through to the point that you are now triumphant. And thinking about all you've been through and come through, you can truly say that you are grateful, thankful, and blessed. For it was God who brought you out without a doubt. You must be grateful for the battles won and the wars already won through the power and strength of the Almighty God. You must be grateful to God for everything He has done, is doing, and will continue to do for you. God is working everything out for you and in your favor. God works sometimes in ways beyond your comprehension and understanding. And though the picture that you see from time to time does not seem as beautiful as you thought it would be, know that the master artist is not through yet. It is through the many shades and watercolors of life that God paints the mountains, peaks, and valleys, as well as the peaceful seascapes and green pastures. God is telling you to be grateful and thankful, regardless of what you see or do not see, since He is still adding the finishing touches. God has promised to give you beauty for your ashes. Isaiah 61, verse 3 says, "He will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of heaviness, for God has planted them like a strong and graceful oaks for His own glory." Therefore, be grateful in knowing that God is always working behind the scenes of the many facets of your life, and that He gives you an unspeakable joy that goes far beyond the surface. Be grateful in knowing that you have not begun to scratch the surface of God's power and love for you. You must be grateful in knowing that you will always have someone to lean and to depend on. You must be grateful in knowing that you will always have someone you can trust. You must be grateful in knowing that you have someone who sticks closer than a brother, one who will not forsake you for anything else or another. Proverbs 18:24 states, "The man of many friends, a friend of all the world, will prove himself a bad friend, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Just think about the many times that He remained faithful to you, even in your darkest hour, when you could not see beyond what you were going through. Romans 8:26 states that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. and never forget the many times that His favor rested upon you when things seemed unfavorable. Though you may have come short and fallen short numerous times in life, God's grace and mercy have always and shall always remain with you. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 says, "For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning." God is always on the scene and working behind the scenes to help you and to protect you. In thinking back over my life, I know that I have so many reasons to be grateful and thankful for, and I'm pretty sure you do as well. But just in case you can't find enough reasons to be grateful, just think about who saved your soul and who makes you whole. Though there is so much going on throughout the world, as well as in your life, Jesus is still the answer. And above Him, there is no other, for Jesus Christ is the way. John chapter 14, verse 6 states, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" You can call on Him anytime and anywhere, and He will always answer you and be there for you. I would like to break down the meaning of grateful. G is for great. God is the great I am. R is for redeemer. God has redeemed us from the guilt, penalty, and power of sin, and we have been reconciled to God through our faith in Jesus Christ. A is for almighty. God is awesome and mighty in power. He is the God of all mankind, and there is nothing too hard for Him. T is for trust. God is a trustworthy God. His word is tried and true. You can always count on Him to keep His promises and to do just what He said He will do. E is for Emmanuel. God is with us. He will always be with you and for you. God is eternal and everlasting. F is for faithful and forgiving. U is for unchanging. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And finally, the last letter in grateful is L. L is for a love that will last a lifetime. For there is no greater love than the love of God. And for that, you will always have a reason to be grateful.
And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's as easy as ABC. A, admit you have sinned. B, believe Jesus died for you. C, choose to accept His gift of forgiveness. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Don't delay. Do it today. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's waiting with open arms to receive, revive, and restore you. And if you've taken that step today, I invite you to find a local or virtual church to connect with, where the Word of God is preached and taught, that you'll be able to learn and grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and you're invited to visit my website at beencouraged.org for more encouragement and to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to be notified of new episodes of Encouraging Moments with Reverend Sandy B. In closing, remember it is through the Word of God and positive affirmations that we are refreshed, revived, and renewed, and we're able to recognize the power we possess in speaking life to ourselves and to others. So let the love and the light of Jesus Christ shine in and through you and throughout the world. Love, joy, peace, power, and hope be with you. I'm Reverend Sandy B., and I want you to be encouraged.